Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
You're listening to the Business Rescue Roadmap, episode number 112. I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel. Thank you so much for joining us today. On today's show, we have a guest expert. Her name is Melissa Dawn. She's the founder of CEO of Your Life. And as a life and business coach, Melissa helps entrepreneurs build a business that reflects their values and creates the lifestyle that they crave. Her specialty is helping people transition out of their day jobs and into building businesses that are orgasmically joyful about. She's left her successful career as a VP and award-winning specialist in business and marketing because she wasn't fully satisfied. She wanted to be of greater service to others and help business owners build and run businesses, not with just their head, but by tapping into their heart and gut as well. Melissa is also a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and entrepreneur.com, and she's also a certified coach and trained energy practitioner. Melissa, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I would love to jump in if you are ready. And what I first usually start the conversation off with is my section I call Commit to Win or Cut Your Losses. And it's basically where I ask you to take us back to that moment when you had to decide to leave that job as a VP and really do your own thing. And I would love to kind of hear how that transitioned for you.
Well, it was something I wanted to do for a long time. It's just that what was holding me back was I was a single mom, and we all know there's risks in taking a business. You never know when your next client is coming in, your next income is coming in. So I wanted to transition slowly, and I wanted to have some money on the side when I took the leap. But what happened was I invested a lot in my coaching. I got my website up. I started having clients on the side, and I still wanted to wait a few more months before I took the leap just to have like a bit of reserve on the side. But you know, when you start doing something you love and you're going back to your day job, it's like, I just can't do this anymore. It's like, I was trying to give 100% and be positive, but my heart wasn't there. And it was just a series of things that was happening with my boss. And he was asking me to redo things. And I just, one day I'm like, I just can't take this. And I just quit, you know?
Wow.
I just quit. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Like, I should have waited a few more months. But you know what? When you work hard and you put your message out there and you're doing continuous marketing, like, it just works out. You know, I was able to make up the difference in my income like within a month. So, yeah.
And, you know, it is scary. It is risky. And, you know, you absolutely just have to kind of trust your gut on something like that. You know, when is the right time to quit your job? It really has to come down to how you feel about it and what you want to do on a personal level. So, good. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And I would love to know, we always kind of talk about personal strengths and what do you bring to the table? And I want to just kind of have you reflect and let us know one or two strengths that you really bring into your business to make it be so successful.
Well, I put my true self out there. Like, I put all my marketing around my three core values, which is real, brave, and fun. So in all my marketing, whether you go on LinkedIn, to my website, to my business cards, you get that feeling. So when you go on my website, you either like me or you don't, and you decide if you want to work with me or you don't. So by putting your true self out there, you attract clients that you love. And I really do love my clients. So once they sign up with me, it's like, it's not just a client. I really love my clients. They genuinely feel it. And I'm so grateful that like most of them keep on coming back and referring other people. So this is really, I think my strength is putting myself out there, attracting clients I love and really loving them and helping them take their life and their business to the next level.
Right. And I think we go through that struggle of, okay, well, who am I? What am I going to put out there? And you really have to do some, you know, searching and figure out that authentic you, because here's what happens. You put out this brand and then you start, you're on live video, you're talking, and people can feel there's something that's just not working there. There's something that's contradicting it. So you really have to bring out that authentic side of you. And then you will, like you said, you're going to attract the people that you love because you just connect with them. You get it. They get it. You get each other. So it is just such a powerful thing when you are really true to yourself and you can bring out that to show everybody and to have that be visible.
You know, what you said is 100% true. And I'm so grateful that I became a certified coach, because it was through the process of becoming a certified coach that I really discovered who I was. So I was able to put out my brand with confidence. And I realized that was the key to my success. So now I'm helping all of my clients do the same thing. So whatever worked for me, I'm sharing it with them.
Yeah, great, great. So I want to talk a little bit about finances. You know, starting a business and keeping it going, keeping it thriving can take a lot of money. And there's sometimes some really big financial mistakes that we go through. So if you have just one example of a story that my listeners can really, you know, hear what you went through and then try to figure out how they can make sure they don't make that same mistake.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like what I mentioned in the beginning is because I had recently gotten divorced, a lot of money disappeared through that. And a lot of money went into my coaching. So when I made the decision to quit, I didn't have like a buffer on the side. And let's face it, in business, there's some months that are really good and there's some months that are really bad. And even though at the end of the year, I made more than my VP marketing salary, the months that were bad, because I didn't have that money on the side, like it created a bit of anxiety. Like it was a bit of a cash flow crisis for those months. So no matter what, I mean, let's face it, in life, not everything's perfect. I don't regret what I did. I'm glad that I did it. But if I could save someone pain, it's like, just make sure you have a bit of income on the side, because when you're starting, you know, you might make $30,000 one month and $1,000 the next month. And how do you manage it? You know, so having a cushion just eliminates a lot of stress.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just what you said there too, I got into the online world and it was a little bit of feast or famine. You know, some months were great and some months weren't. And that's when I discovered I really need to start some kind of program that's month to month, because I needed consistency. I needed to know that I was going to have income in the upcoming months. So great. I'm glad you brought that up. Well, before we dive in a little deeper, I want to take a quick moment to thank one of our sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is my go-to audiobook tool of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap. Again, that's audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap for your free audiobook today. All right, we are back with Melissa Dawn. Thank you so much for being here, Melissa. I would love to jump right back in if you're ready. And I want to talk a little bit about marketing. You know, I've seen you're all over the place. You're Huffington Post, entrepreneur.com, all over podcasts. And so tell us a little bit about your strategy with really getting out there, getting visible, and maybe just some tips for our listeners on how do we get started? How do we get featured in some of these magazines or online resources or on podcasts?
Okay. Well, truthfully, I started the bread and butter of my business on LinkedIn. So I can live off of LinkedIn alone and have a very good income. So it's a matter of putting your true self on LinkedIn, not what you feel everybody is looking for, your true personality. I went with my title, like, of creating an orgasmically joyful life in business. So people either liked me or they didn't. So,
that's
how I started. I'm very active on social media.
Okay.
How I got into the media is I started asking myself, how am I truly different? Like, yes, there's a lot of life and business coaches out there, but what made me different was one, like being orgasmically joyful, and two, my specialty is helping people transition from their day job to creating a full-time business they love. So when you approach the media, you have to say what makes you different from everyone else there that's doing something similar. And then what I did was I put myself in my ideal client's head and I said, what keeps them up at night? You know? And then I started writing content around all their questions and I approached the media with that content. So, you know, I started with the Huffington Post, and then once I got the Huffington Post, it was easier for me to get other sources.
You got credibility.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
It took a few months. Like, I was trying entrepreneur.com. I think it took about 6 months and I kept on pitching different things. And then I went to one of their events and I understood the language they were using. And then after that event, somehow it clicked and I became a contributor to entrepreneur.com.
Love it. Okay.
And from there, other people just approached me. I don't need to approach people anymore.
Right.
They're just to me. It just kind of spirals.
Yes, absolutely. And you said so many big takeaways. So first of all, you started with one, or maybe you started with asking lots, but you got on one that gave you that credibility. But then just because you had the credibility of the Huffington Post, it still took you a little while for Entrepreneur. You didn't try one time, hear no, and just move on. You kept trying. Right. So you just heard her say it took about 6 months, and she even had to go to an event to really understand what are they looking for? How are they talking to their people? Because you've got to feel that brand. Exactly. You know, maybe your brand just doesn't mesh with who you're trying to, you know, get on their show or get in their magazine. So many big takeaways. Thank you for sharing that. I'm so glad I asked that question. And really interesting that you are saying LinkedIn has been the place for you, because I don't hear many people talk about that. And for you to say that, that's amazing, because it just shows you find where your people are hanging out and be there. Exactly. That's all that matters. Great. Well, let's talk about a little bit of work-life balance. So I always ask people, how do you define work-life balance? And some people don't think it even exists, but I kind of want to hear your take on it and where you're at with the work-life balance as well.
Well, to me, work-life balance means being able to make the time for what's important to you. So do I have it perfectly? No. Is it better than ever? Yes. Yeah. You know, it's a work in progress. So it's a matter of scheduling my week. You know, every Sunday, I schedule everything in my week. I schedule my workout time. I schedule time for my family. I schedule my laundry time. I schedule my client time, my marketing time. And this way, it's not that everything works out 100%, but the chances of that happening are a lot stronger than if you don't. So, and the fact that I have my own business, I can always move things around. You know, if I have to be at my son's school, well, then I'll just change my clients to finish earlier so that I can go and be at his school. But I mean, family is most important, right? That you need to be there for them. They feel you, you feel them. And with that, you can have a better business and be more fueled for your clients. So that's what I feel is work-life balance, that I can put my family first.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the perks. You know, when we're an entrepreneur, we get to move that around and make sure we're able to be at those types of events. So it is really sad when I see the people who are just too busy to make time for their family because they're so overwhelmed with work. And we leave the 9-to-5 so that we can have this amazing freedom and flexibility. So you've got to use that to your advantage and really, you know, run your schedule and not let it run you.
You know, I have to say what kind of triggered this is when I was working in my job and it was my son's first show in daycare and I wasn't able to make it on time. And apparently he cried on stage the whole time because I wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is never happening.
Oh, but you know what? And that is, it's like so heartbreaking for us. You'll never forget it. He's forgot it, you know, right after it happened. Right. But it's just those moments where we go, I'm not going to do this. I don't want to do this. I want to be there for them. So, what a good story. I'm so, my heart's breaking for you. All right. So I want to talk a little bit more about people, employees, outsourcing, delegating, all of that fun stuff to really grow a business. I'm very big on having a team, having people that, you know, even if it's just one person helping you, you need somebody. So fill us in a little bit with your team. Maybe something that you knew you had to get off your plate, you had to delegate, you had to outsource it. Share with us just one or two things.
Well, first of all, it was getting a cleaning lady. Because I always say, if you can outsource this cheaper, like do it, you know? So it's like housework can take 2 to 3 hours a day at least. So I delegated that so I can focus on my business. And in my business, I was like, well, what do I love? What fuels me? And what do I have no patience with? So I have no patience for technical things. Okay.
Yeah.
I try, but I don't. So, you know, I delegated my SEO, I delegated my PPC, I delegated everything that has to do with my website, sending my newsletters, all this stuff. Like I pay other people to do it. I concentrate on writing content because I am the one talking to the customer. I don't believe somebody else can write with the same enthusiasm and really understanding. And my marketing, my sales, and that's what I concentrate on.
Yeah. And I agree with you. I mean, to think that you're going to come into the online space, the coaching space, and delegate your writing, your content, that's what makes you you. What makes you authentic. You know, you can't outsource that because then you're getting somebody else's input. And I would probably disagree with everything they wrote because I would go, no, this is how I do it. You know,
exactly.
So if you could just focus on that one key priority, whatever it is, and then get all those other things off your plate. I mean, imagine what great content you'll be producing, whatever that is for you, if it's the marketing, whatever that is, to what you can put in 100% into one of those things, it's just going to be giving you amazing results.
Yeah. I still have somebody edit it, you know, just to make sure it's okay. But yeah, definitely. If you're putting yourself out there and you're having somebody else write, it's not the same energy and people feel it when they read the article.
Yes.
So it's not worth the outsourcing in that area to me anyways.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm also a big believer on surrounding yourself with, you know, positive, like-minded people. I love going to live events, love reading books, being a part of masterminds, coaching groups, all of that stuff. Is there something that you would recommend, something that you go to that maybe it's a book you've read or a live event you've gone to, something that has just really made a difference in your business that you'd recommend to our listeners?
Well, there's a lot of different things, but I think the best advice I could give is make sure it resonates with you, because, you know, just because it works for somebody else, it doesn't mean it's going to work with you. Like, I tried a lot of different networking groups. I've spent a lot of money in masterminds and in coaching. And truthfully, when I think back, it's because these people were really good salespeople. And in the end, it wasn't the right thing for me. So you learn from everything, right? So I learned, like, hey, this is not the way I want to run my business. I don't want clients coming into me with sales pressure. I want them to think about it and I want them to come in excited, you know? So just be careful where you go. Like, think about it, feel it. It's like, does this feel right? Like, don't just go on what somebody else is pitching you or what everyone else is saying. Like, is this where my market is? Does this feel right for me? But yes, definitely I recommend, like, I'm going to start with the Canadian Association of Public Speakers this month. And I know a lot of people in there already, and it's people that I love and I admire, and it just feels right. So
Right. Great. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I think too, don't be afraid to try things, but just know that there are going to be things where you go, you're right. I was being sold to. This really isn't what I should have, you know, gone to. Sometimes it's just great marketing and it makes you think, oh, I need this. And then you start diving in going, I really should be focusing over here.
Exactly.
So I absolutely agree. Just put yourself out there, go to some things, and then you'll find ones that you love that you will make annual events or books that you read over and over and over again. But know that while you're on that journey, you are going to find things that just aren't a right fit for you. Yeah. Or maybe not at the right time. You know, maybe it's down the road. Great.
And it, as a resource, a book that I would highly recommend is yeah. Good to Great. Like, what makes a good company and what makes a great company. That was a book that really opened my eyes to a lot of things.
Perfect. Thank you. We will definitely share that in our show notes as well. All right. So before we go, just a couple quick questions, what I call the ultimate guide of the Business Rescue Roadmap. I want to know, what do you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur?
Well, it's the freedom to do what I want when I want. I mean, I call the company CEO of your life, and that's what I am. And it just feels so good to build your own brand and not someone else's.
Yeah. I love that phrase, by the way, CEO of your life. That is brilliant. Love it.
Thank you.
What is the most challenging part for you as an entrepreneur?
It's still the technical issues, because you're always learning. Like, I launched my online program this spring, and it was just all the technical things behind and all the things you need to learn. And there's not someone that knows everything. So, I mean, like, on an online course, there's like a membership site, there's a site. I mean, there's so many different aspects. And I was just pulling my hair out. Right. How can I find everything in one place? But it's all about learning and then sharing what you learned with others, right? So they can avoid
Absolutely.
The same mistakes. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have a go-to online tool that helps either save your business or rescue your life personally every day?
For me, it's Kanban Flow. Have you heard of Kanban Flow?
I haven't. No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's basically to organize your time.
Oh, okay.
So basically there's a column of everything you need to do, because a lot of time we're just stressing, oh, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this. So I just put it in what I would like to do. And then I move it along to do today, in progress and done. So it's like four different columns, and it just helps me manage everything I need to do. And I structure this every week on Sunday, everything that I need to do for the week. But then every night I look over it and I move things around depending how things are going. But it's so
easy
to get sidetracked with everything that happens in a day. But I just keep on going back to Kanban Flow, and it keeps me centered on what's important.
Perfect. Okay. Tell me what it's called again.
Kanban Flow, KanbanFlow.com.
Perfect. Great. Thank you so much for sharing that. I love hearing your resources. All right, one last question. One solid piece of advice that you would give to an entrepreneur really looking to level up their business?
To to hire somebody, that's where you want to be, and it'll help you get there that much faster because they've put a lot of time and money and made a lot of mistakes, and they're going to save you all of that. A lot of people say, I don't have the money. I could do this on my own. Trust me, you will get there 10 times faster, and it's worth 10 times any money that you're spending if you have the right person, though.
Yes. Good. Just like we said before, you can exactly. waste a lot of money on a bad coach. Yes, absolutely. I would 100% agree. I mean, I've had a business coach since the age of 21. It is the reason my businesses have become so successful because I've always had somebody in front of me that's doing what I want to do at another level, higher level, and that they can teach me how to get there. So yes, great. But like you said, you find a good one. It's hard because you don't know what does this coach really have? What are her strategies? How is she helping implement, keeping you accountable? So you've got to find that right fit. Just like with anything, it's got to feel right. And you've got to have that connection with somebody.
Exactly.
Great. Well, Melissa, this has been so wonderful. Please take a moment, share with us maybe your social media. Where can we find you? Anything you've got going on, any programs, anything my audience would love to know more about.
Well, my website is ceoofyour.life. I have a free ebook, which is 9 Steps Towards an Orgasmically Joyful Life in Business. And you can get that at ceoofyour.life/ebook. So that's a great place to start. Once you go to my website, you'll see all my other social media feeds. They're on Twitter, it's CEO of Your Life. On Facebook, it's Joyful Career, but it's pretty much CEO of Your Life everywhere else. On
okay,
Instagram, Pinterest, and Google Plus.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being here, for sharing your expertise, your wisdom, the successes and failures of business, because it really can help us, like you said, fast track where we need to go. So, Melissa, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for being here today.
Also, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate this.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytuschel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.